Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Did Montana just set an all-time heat record? Maybe. Meteorologist Eric Johnson had posted last night that Forsyth had hit an as-yet-unconfirmed 118 degrees on Sunday. If that can be verified, it could be a new all-time Montana heat record. Areas of extreme heat are still expected across parts of southeast Montana into Tuesday, while some locations will drop back to 100 degrees, just 100 degrees, or the upper 90s. Miles City is one example, is still forecast to hit 102 degrees today and 105 on Tuesday. Most areas west of the divide, though, pretty comfortable. They'll be in the low to mid 90s. In fact, the Flathead has been the really nice spot all weekend with highs only in the mid 80s. And if you're heading out fishing, remember to check with Montana FWP. We got a round of hoot owl restrictions that went into effect on Friday. More could be coming as the temperatures in the rivers start to warm up here over the next few days. Tracy Taylor was brave enough to check some of the other numbers coming in from over the weekend.
It was a record-breaking and dangerously hot weekend in Billings. The National Weather Service says the temperature climbed to 111 degrees on Sunday, breaking the city's all-time record high of 107 set in 2002. Miles City also shattered its all-time record, reaching a preliminary 115 degrees. Forecasters say temperatures will remain above normal through Tuesday before a gradual cool down arrives later this week. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And a scary scene in Yellowstone National Park. A tourist seriously injured after being launched 8 feet into the air by an agitated bull bison, apparently riled up because of the route. Cowboy State Daily saying it happened at the Bridger Bay campground. Pro photographer Mike McLeod of Bozeman caught it all on video. You can see the agitated bison going after a truck and then charging after the man, throwing him into the air. He's been identified as Carl McDaniel of Washington, reportedly suffered some broken ribs, but is in good spirits. This is the Montana State News Network.
The Motor Vehicle Division